It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we'll find out about the November gale that sank the Edmund Fitzgerald 40 years ago.
First, it's Veterans Day, where the nation celebrates and honors service members around the country and focuses attention on services they might need.
Two Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin are seeking support for a legislative proposal to assist veterans and their families when they need mental health services. And in a recent opinion piece, they lay out the case for why it's needed and what would change.
Joining us now is John Erpenbach. He's a Democratic state senator from Middleton. Senator Erpenbach, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
So you're trying to fill a gap here. Where is the mental health care system falling short for veterans here in Wisconsin?
Well, what goes on is when a veteran applies for mental health services, the VA, you know, if it's something that's immediate and they're in a lot of trouble, they'll get mental health services right away. But there could be a two-week gap to a four-week gap to a couple of months before other situations are resolved. So the idea is we have a needy veterans fund here in the state of Wisconsin, and we don't spend all the money in the fund by any means. So the idea is just to take some of that money, and the county service officers can administer it and just essentially buy gap coverage, for lack of a better term, for veterans seeking mental health services until the VA basically gets them signed up with whatever it is they have to do.
So in a life or death case, it sounds like you're saying the VA can make that appointment. But what kind of things are falling into that gap, a service that might be needed on an urgent basis, but it has that wait?
It's hard to say only because everybody's different. I mean, all individuals are different when it comes to mental health services. And it just could be, look, I'm under a lot of stress, or it could be, look, I'm thinking about taking my life, or I want to take my life, whatever the case may be. Those cases would be addressed immediately. But again, if the decision is made, okay, we think you're okay. Yes, you need mental health services, but we think you're going to be okay until we can make it available to you. That's where the Needy Veterans Fund would come into play. And what Representative Gordon Hems and I are proposing is just let's take some of that money and at least get them on the road to mental health recovery by providing some gap insurance until the VA can get them to where they need to be.
So on a practical level, for a veteran in this situation, what would the state do for them with this using that money, as you mentioned, for the Needy Veterans Program?
Well, what would happen is each county has a county service officer, and the veteran would go to that county service officer, and the county service officer has the ability to basically waive any sort of income eligibility issues or anything else like that and direct them to the services right away, and then take the money out of the Needy Veterans Fund to pay for it. It's a very simple process to do. The county service officers do a great job in servicing the veterans that they work with, but this would just be something else that they would be able to do until the VA, again, got veterans lined up with the services that they needed.
And this would connect them with a mental health care provider, not with the VA, somebody in a private system or somebody with the county?
It would be somebody within the private system, but just whoever is available. And based on the needs of what the veteran is looking for at that particular point in time. There are those who provide mental health services, deal with a wide range of all sorts of different types of mental health issues. And so it would depend on if it's somebody working for the state or somebody in the private sector. If that individual needs someone in the private sector based on their expertise, that's where they go.
Talking to State Senator John Erpenbach about legislation he is sponsoring, authoring, aimed at providing mental health care in a more timely manner for veterans here in Wisconsin. Now, this, as you mentioned, it would use funding from the Needy Veterans Program. Can you just tell us a little bit about that program and what it does without this legislation in place?
Sure. The program, basically, there's a veteran in need of something that would qualify for within that program, and it could be all sorts of different types of things. They go to the county service officers, and they work with the county services officers on that. And it's a pot of money that it's about $900,000 a year that the Veterans Fund, Needy Veterans Fund, gets. And I think they spend, on average, a little over $200,000 to $250,000 a year. So there's a lot of money left over. And so it's not like we would have to put more money into this fund because it's not needed. Needy Veterans Fund has been... Well, I don't know how long. It's a great question. I don't know how long it's actually been in operation, but I know it's been there for a long time, and it's a really good program for veterans in need. It really is.
Is this something you see as a temporary stopgap measure? I mean, the VA, its problems are no secret. They've been all over the press here in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Are you hoping that ultimately the VA can solve this problem, fill this gap, and Wisconsin wouldn't need to fill it in anymore?
Well, I would think it would be great if they could, but at the same time, the VA is just so big. And there are situations that arise with the veterans that as quick as the VA and those who work at the VA want to respond to these situations, they just simply can't. And so, again, if obviously it's an emergency situation, that's one thing. But many times it's not. But that doesn't mean that the mental health services aren't justified nonetheless. So it's not really so much a matter of the VA trying to turn around something as it is the state of Wisconsin being able to step up with this fund and say, look, we can get you covered between now and the time that the VA can get the services up and running for you.
I know this legislation is just off the drawing board now, but have you heard response from your colleagues, especially from your Republican colleagues in the legislature?
Yeah, I think we actually have a couple of Republicans in the Assembly that have signed on, but the legislation itself is up and running, but this is something that Representative Hintz and I introduced when we were on the Finance Committee. Back in May, I believe it was, and we brought it up for a vote. It was either in April or May. Brought it up for a vote, and the Republicans on the Finance Committee at that time said it was a good idea, but they voted it down nonetheless.
Do you think this is something that you have a hope for getting bipartisan support for?
Yeah, I certainly would hope so. I see no reason why we couldn't. It's a really good idea, and it's a situation where the Republicans and Democrats, we all know that there's a need out there for mental health services for everybody, but especially veterans. And if a veteran is going to go have the ability, or anybody for that matter, but have the ability to say, look, I need some help with some things, and the VA will be there for them, but they can't be there for them today, the state of Wisconsin has to. And there's no reason in the world why we should.
Senator Erpenbach, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, guys. Take care.
That was Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach. He joined us to talk about expanding access to mental health services for veterans in Wisconsin.